So the whole thing ended Simon Beis, the list of verbs they need. And we started yesterday a chayfet rosha and gave gufot and kayfet kusim. One will rub his ear or touch parts of the body which are normal covered. So he started to bring out through the tshuva of the Benish Chai that there may be a major chilik over here to whether this is a inyan ruch ra or mishum nikiyus. That's the nikiyus, and then it has to do with zayad, because areas that are normally covered are filled with zayad. And then on the time nikiyus, then already you can declare, so if I'm in the water, out of the water, or during the day, I'm not sweating, do I need to wash or not? The Ben Ish Chai felt that there may be a loy pluk. Once you dry yourself already, there's a loy pluk. But the question is there a loy pluk or not? As opposed to if you learn that it's out Ruch Ra, like Ben Ish Chai himself wants to learn later on, that there's Inyanim of Ruch Ra over here, and the Kaf Chaim brings down from Sfarim that these are all Inyanim of Ruch Ra, then it may make no difference whether it's sweaty or not sweaty, whether you touch the sweat or you don't touch the sweat. Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the Mahalach that it's an Inyan of Nikias. And therefore, if you go with Nikias, then there's definitely Makam to Clara at least, or to be Mako, if it's not sweaty. Mishnah Berurah does use the Lashon. He says, what? By touching the gof, it says, "B'mkaymis ha'metunafes sheish me'mamule zeya." That's what the mkaymis ha'mechusim of the gof. There's a sweat. There's a zoham over there. There's a dirt. Now, it could be. It's very possible that the zoham is what creates the ruch ra. Now, it could be, even though we're saying that there's a zoham, but that zoham, that dirt, is what makes the Ruch Ra, which is mashma that in some other svarim that we're picking them, comes from Mechusa, because those are the areas that have Zoma, and the Zoma is what makes the Ruch Ra, and there's Taka Ruch Ra at the end of the day. And that's the Machlekes over here, whether it's because of Nikios or because of Ruch Ra. Now, Chayfef Reishai, so what's called Chayfef Reishai? The word chayfet means rubbed. He rubs his head. There's a halacha later on. It's in Kuf Samach Hei, where Kuf Samach Beis. It says over there, it talks about someone who washed his hands and he wants to dry it. The shifshafa b'roshay, and rubbed it on his hair. And the obvious question over there is that during the Suda, there's also a halacha that you now touch Mekayim Samachusim. So, and if you do, you have to wash your hands again. So, the question was, how could you rub your hands on your head? Therefore, we're forced in the Magen Avraham to learn that a kaif that shif shif of Raisha over there means on the kaif, on the hat that you're wearing, not on the head itself. Which the Kriyat Gaon points out that from this Magen Avraham, it's mashma that it makes no difference if you rub it, how much you rub it, and then if you just touch the hair, or what you do, because he's saying it will always be mechayev in the tila. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over there that Mishnah Berurah brings down a different answer, a different malach. He says that shani ocher shein mechachek ben asiris mokem azeya. Not you weren't rubbing between the hair where the zay a place of zay, you're doing it above. So we find this chilik. This is one chilik that we find here in different paiskim. If you just touch rubbing here on the surface, or you going bein hasayris, so you're going between the hairs. A very practical nafkamina, which the Prima Gadol already points out over there, that according to Magen Avraham, when you put your tefillin on, you're already going to be chayiv in the tila because you're touching your hair. According to the other Mahalach, as long as you didn't go Bein HaSairis, you won't be Mechayiv and Netzila. That's one Nidin over here. Another Nidin is the Zeya Lechar is by the scalp, right? So if I go in only a little, or I don't go down to the scalp, am I Mechayiv to wash or not? In other words, I'm saying Bein HaSairis, how deep is Bein HaSairis? Number two, there's also a svar to say, there's mashmayis that the place can bring down, that it's dafka, the area of the head that's covered by your yarmulke or your hat. That's over there it sweats. It sweats more because it's covered. So is it dafka that area that's covered or not? Those medayik from the Shulchan Aruch that the parts which are not covered do not need netila. Others say it's not mustaber and svara to be mechalik back and forth. Akuponim alacha lemaisa. If someone will scratch down to the scalp on the part of the head which is covered, like under the yarmulke, so then he should go and wash his hands. But if he just rubbed his hair, Bein HaSairis, more than just touching the hair, but he went between the Cyrus and did not go down to the scalp, or he went down to the scalp but it was not under the part which is covered, so then it's enough just to wipe your hands. If you're in the middle of learning, if you're by the sink, so then just wash your hands. Or if you're coming to davening, so then just wash your hands before you go to davening. But if you're in the middle of learning, then it's enough just to be me the monkey, to just wipe your hands over there. The Rav Chaim speaks about also that the between your beard is the same halach over there also. Okay, now hayoytze mi beis akvareis, hayoytze mi beis akvareis, when he leaves the beis akvareis, malavis a meis, and so is malavis the meis. So hayoytze mi beis akvareis means that he was in the beis akvareis, and whatever the reason is, in us over there, he also seems like a ruach ra'inin more than the other ones. Leaving the basic kvaris. Over here, the minig is by leaving the basic kvaris is to wash three times with a kais, and there's different in hugim about that also. If you don't pass the kais to the other person, you put it down, and you put it down upside down. Then there's Hamalavis Hameis. Hamalavis Hameis, meaning you're going, the question over here is, if we say Hayotim Besik Varis, so what's Hamalavis Hameis? So Hamalavis Hameis is Mashma, or Shenichlis Ba'il Hameis, is Mashma, that you didn't go to Besik Varis. You're just taking part in being a lavan mace. You're going with the mace. The dashma that had a levaya, someone that had a levaya. Also, it would be also be included in this. However, in some of the mafreshim they bring, some of the place can bring down. The Prima Gaon brings down that it's dafk if you're within four amas. Lashon Aruch Shulchan also va'oyimim take dalad amas. The minig is that anyone who even if you didn't get within Dalet Amis of the mace, the minig is also they bring it down from the Yaibitz, I think the Yaibitz and the Sefer Imri Yosha, that from the Chazanish, that the minig is even if you were out of the four Amis, also you wash your hands. Now, this minig that until you wash your hands, you don't go into a house, right? So the Ramah brings it down in Hilchos Avelos. He says, minig of sanitarihi. And there's mashmois because there's ruchois over there. But me'ikar adin, that minig is only, that minig really is, if you look at the shyness of the Chafim Zadim, the Aruch HaShulchan, the many achayim, it's when you went to the basic kvaris. If you're malav in the mace but are going to the basic kvaris, then it seems that the minig was not set on that. and therefore one could be makel something. It's not difficult to get water. Some one could be makel to go into the house after that to wash his hands, and the acharyim bring down that that the kepeda was dafka to go into a house, not into a basic knesses. And once heard the shame of Moshe that it includes any public place. The kepeda is not to go into a bayis, but some acharyim are even mechal between your own house and someone else's house. But again, I'm feeling young that there are that's what it depends on. We have here about make his dam. Also, one would be make his dam. Make his dam means to draw blood. The Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down that's brought out in Sefer Shemiras ago by Nefesh from Rav Shlomo Zalman that someone who gives blood that's not called make his dam. That's not included in make his dam. Okay, I think we pretty much touched on each one of these things that need to be done. Okay, Simin Gimel, the din of Vishas Begadav Yiluchai, the din of getting dressed and hilucha in God. So the yisod that we're going to learn in this simin is that us yidden, we're into dressing properly, looking nice, and b'chlal we should look dignified for self. We have a self dignity. We have to realize that there's a self dignity over here. And therefore we have to dress proper. However, like everything in Yiddishkeit, needs its balancing. It can't be too much to this extreme and too much to that extreme. Ksiv, ha'atzim lechasim alakech, the Bible says you should go hiddenly b'tznius with the Rabbanu Shalom. Nefichach tzarech adam li'es tznua b'chol orchaisa. In all his ways he has to be tznua. V'lechein, kishalayvish, ha'paishach haluka, yishab b'gim b'gim, yishab b'saray. He's putting on or taking off his chaluk, his beged, or any other beged from on his basa. Daktig moish lelegalis his gufa. Should be careful not to uncover his guf. Yalbishu yavshita yishu shechev ameshkavai mechusa. Yemeheni bechadei chadarim. One should not say that since he's in a hidden room of chashech mira ani. Kashbachu malei kol aretz kvoidai. Kashbachu's covet fills the world. Dark is like light. But sneers, but bushes, and beans, other than they are not the fun of his bark shmai. Person works on the Indian sneers, and busha will bring the person to achnon from the branchlet. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will be magdid this din of a lot clearer on Sunday. What is this din of not getting dressed or taking off clothing? Unless you're with sneakers, I try to remind you more.